and it feels good to be a gangster.
Yes, damn right. It does.
Damn right. All right, hang on. I know you got some rock news or some rock star to talk about, but hear me out. Hear me out on this one, all right? You got okay. Your Google ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, type in this. Dude, we're gonna. I was just thinking of world records. I'm like, dude, there's got to be one that's just ridiculous that nobody's done. And something that we have readily available. Type in longest pontoon jump.
Longest pontoon.
Tune boat jump.
See, now, I don't think they'll do this. I mean, they've started.
Why not?
They've
That's
started,
a legit record.
They've started getting away from dangerous things. Dangerous
stuff. Oh, shut. Now I'm even more angry. No, there's no such thing, huh? It's going to be.
I don't see. There's not a. I don't see a record for jumping a pontoon boat, but there's some stuff where, like, this pontoon's going really fast.
Uh-huh.
So,
dude, I just put a decal on the windshield of this pontoon boat. You know what it says? Just going to send it.
Just going to send it. You're going to die on that pontoon boat. This is gonna happen.
Dude, this is perfect.
Yeah.
It says, like, hot rod status.
No, you're going to die. You're going to die.
Dude, it's a 1999 Suntoon pontoon.
You couldn't get that. I mean, I don't know what you could do to jump that. I don't think there's anything enough.
You either get some ridiculous weight. You go out and you just risk your life, right? You need to measure it somehow, though. See, I think the pontoon's better because you can do like two individual ramps, put the motor right in between them. Woof, dude, we're launching that thing.
Okay.
Just gonna send it.
I'm starting to like this more and more just because of the chance of you dying are increased.
I mean.
Every second. Yeah.
I'm definitely wearing a 5-point with a helmet. I'm going to look like Hot Rod out there.
Here's what's going to happen is you're gonna hit the ramp, right? You're a little custom made, and it's going to stop. You're going to go flying out of the pontoon.
Do that noise again.
That's what's going to
Right? Just a dead stop, just, ladies and gentlemen.
You're just going to...
Hey,
you're going to be motoring through.
Here's the thing, though. Does it count? Like, do you measure me then? I was part of the pontoon boat.
No, it has to be in the boat. It's not the longest being ragdolled from a boat. It's the longest pontoon boat jump. All
well,
right.
Well, that's a new record.
New record.
Well, the record is how, you know, furthest being ragdolled from a pontoon boat.
Well, we'll give it to you posthumous, all right, because you will be dead, okay? Yeah.
So I don't want a harness.
No. Saying. You take off that little motor kill bungee strap, and you just ragdoll into the lake. Ragdoll into the lake.
I'm telling you, dude, I want a world record now. It's in reach.
This is what it's going to sound like.
Oh, God.
That's what it's going to sound like.
Too close to the shore. Right to the rocks.
You're going
to
bounce off the bridge.
I'm going to get that record. I'm telling you, I'm getting some kind of a record.
It's
going to be some kind of a record.
Most skips of a human body on Lake Michigan. That's what it'll be. Like a pebble. Like a pebble being thrown from a child.
Hey, you know what? I'm kind of flat and skinny.
That's right. You just rocket through that water. All right. Well, keep thinking of records. We'll get
just
you
think
one.
About it. I okay. know you got your rock news coming up. But
well, hey. Yeah. I'll chew on some stuff.
I'll chew on it.
All right. With that said, before Hunter goes and does something stupid, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of. And hey, tell them thanks for being a part of the Screaming Yellow Summer as well. That's right.
They fix up pontoons, possibly?
No, they do not fix up pontoons, especially one that you tried to jump, all right? Not a thing. Well, Pearl Jam canceled their show in Vienna, Austria on Wednesday night, but not because of COVID. The band posted a note saying that, quote, due to the extreme circumstances at the last outdoor site outside of Paris, heat, dust, and smoke from the fires, our singer Eddie Vedder's throat was left damaged. He has seen doctors and had treatment, but as of yet, his vocal cords have not recovered. As a band, we are deeply sorry to have and tried to find options to still play, and Ed wants to play. There's just no throat available at this time. That's a weird way to put it.
It's kind of there's no throat available.
There's no throat available.
They'll be in stock in a few weeks.
I'm going to find myself a nice, healthy throat. The show in Paris was Lollapalooza Paris, and it took place Sunday night. And so that's a big thing to have to miss. I'm sure there's a lot of people bummed that they couldn't do it. So
yeah, that sucks. That does suck.
But yeah, but all the because of all the extreme heat, they're having a lot of wildfires over there in Europe, and they're having a hard time with it around.
My experience with that, people are like, yeah, maybe like fires and whatnot. You could probably just run in and grab things. Parents had a house fire. Dude, you can't even stick your head into like a doorway, a window.
Hold on. When you burned your parents' house down,
my parents' house down.
When you aggressively and purposely burned your parents' house down.
Golf cart fire, you jerk. Hear me out, though. Dude, you think you watch your funny little shows, dude, and they're running in there and grabbing their cats and whatnot. That's a joke.
Yeah.
I laugh at that now when you see people running into burning houses and movies. Yep. Not a chance.
I always like it, people walking away from explosions. It's like, no, that's not how how explosions work. Yeah.
I couldn't even look into the door. Like, just a billowing black smoke, dude. It is. It'll damage your throat. There's no throat available.
Are gone. So, well, Eddie, we hope you have a speedy recovery. Get to feeling better. And if you're a Frenchman and you missed the show, I don't care because you're French. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Oh, big day. July 21st, 1987. Guns N' Roses released their debut album, Appetite for Destruction. My Ooh, God, nice. Johnson. As a debut album.
It's a big day.
Dude, think about debut albums. Very few match Appetite for Destruction. I mean, you had Welcome to the Jungle, Night Train, Mr. Brownstone, Paradise City. Think About You. I mean, it's just boom, boom, boom. Rocket Queen. That one's a nice deep cut. That one doesn't get enough. But, I mean, it's huge. It's huge.
Question.
Yeah.
Will the nostalgia feel of album release? You remember back in the day when an album was released that you were really excited about? You don't ever get that feeling anymore, do you?
Because
you're getting older?
Yeah, well, yeah, and I mean, it's definitely narrowed, but, I still get excited. Like, there's new Ozzy coming out. I'm excited about that.
Let me rephrase that. Are kids our age now getting as excited as we were about album releases?
Probably not, because it's a different time. You have access to so much of the band now at this point, at all points, and lots of times bands, I mean, they're releasing 6-7 singles.
Why is that?
Before the actual physical album drops. It's just the world we live in.
Is it because it's all digital?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically now?
Pretty much. I mean, before you only had one way or two ways. You had the radio or you had the record store. And that was the only way. Now you got TikTok. You got YouTube. You got radio.
It's just too easy.
It's
too easy now.
You get it everywhere.
There was a whole experience around it back in the day. Going to the store, waiting for your mom to get home from work so she could take you there.
Yeah, the new releases thing at the ends there, and then you flip through, go through the dollar bin. Yeah.
Dude.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a fun little fact, by the way, about Appetite for Destruction. Welcome to the Jungle was the first single. Didn't do well at all. Then they released Sweet Child of Mine, which was huge. And then re-release Welcome to the Jungle, and because of the new... So, Welcome to the... It really, the album was released. They had Welcome to the Jungle out, and people were like, meh.
Really?
And then they did Sweet Child of Mine, which just skyrocketed. So, they re-released Welcome to the Jungle. Can you imagine? Wow. I'm kind of mad at people in 1987 that had Welcome to the Jungle, and they're like, meh.
It's probably because the first person who heard it and, kind of, had it, was like, yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah. Idiot.
It was probably a popular, popularity thing.
Yeah. Well, whoever that was, he was an idiot.
Hey, it's a great song, man.
Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.